broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2024. The eclipse, ladies and gentlemen, happening today. It's a long-awaited. Everybody's gearing up for it. Dr. Bradley's with me. Are you going to go out and watch the eclipse, Dr. Bradley?
You know, We had planned to be out on the total eclipse path, the totality path. If you've been at the 98%, 99% totality and seen it, you haven't seen an eclipse. You saw a successful approximation, but that's it. A total eclipse is absolutely magnificent, and I tell you, we anticipated we were going to be in Missouri this morning and watching it. And we had a grandbaby come along that was born this morning, actually. We you know, obviously if we were in Missouri, we would have missed it, and we knew it was coming, and so we decided not to go. And I am so disappointed in that, because I believe that a 99% totality is just a kind of thing. But, you know, there's a lot of different things going on. I mean, some people are frightened that it's going to be the end of the world, and other people are just kind of, it's another event. I've been doing a little bit of research on, you know, there's other cultures that have different perspectives on eclipses. There's a Navajo man that shared a message that I was able to check out this week. From a Navajo perspective, it's a sacred event. It's a holy event. It's something that should not be taken lightly. People are kind of supposed to go in their houses or their hogans or wherever they're going to be and consider reverently the things. It's a cleansing of the earth in their culture. And I find that very interesting how different cultures have different perspectives on these kind of things. And some of us, it's a kind of a big social event or a big media event or something like that. And others are frightened. I have a very good friend that I respect a huge amount, and he's so concerned that it was going to be a disaster, the beginning of the end, if you will, for the nation, that he feels like he ought to be out in the desert, hunkered down and bunkered up. But, yeah, so there's a lot of spectrum of things. The most interesting thing to me has been the different cultural perspectives. So, I don't know. What are you thinking about it, Sam?
I think the eclipse is spectacular. I think looking in the skies used to be done often in ancient times. We've kind of lost a lot of that. Most Americans never really even look up now because it doesn't do any good in the big cities full of lights and everything else. But I do think the skies are a wonder. And I think young children who learn to look to the skies and realize how vast God's works really are, and how tiny we are in that. On one hand, on the other hand, he cares about you and me individually. He knows us. He cares about us. We are literally his children. We have a godly heritage as sons and daughters of God. And so I think really we're missing a lot about helping people start their testimonies of Christ, believing in God and Jesus Christ, and believing in the atonement, and believing in the resurrection, and understanding God's plan of happiness for his children. I think a lot of it is tied to the skies. And so I think it's a wonderful event put together by God. I don't believe it's the end of the world, and I don't believe that it's nothing. I believe it's in the middle. It's important, and we should pay attention to it. And, you know, you got to, in modern times, you know, wear specific glasses to make sure that it doesn't hurt your eyes or whatever. But I think it's a wonder, and I agree that seeing a partial eclipse is nothing like the real deal. But it's also kind of like how this life is great. There's a lot of good in this life and in this world. But it compares nothing to the eternal life that we can have with God. And I think we ought to think about that as well. And so I think it's really important, right?
Well, you know, you think about the magnificent cathedrals that have been created around the world. I mean, from, you know, even ancient times. And they're the works of man. And they pale in significance and in comparison to this vast cathedral that God has created, you know, the heavens that we have over our head. And you're right, most people don't look up. We have spent, I mean, we probably spent 20 years of our lives on midnight hikes, looking to the skies. And the it's interesting, as you say, most Americans never even experience it. I mean, when I was in the service, I kind of glommed on the constellation Orion, because wherever I was, I could be laying on the ground somewhere far away and look up, and I could find the constellation Orion and know that was looking. That was just my, you know, as an 18-year-old kid. What do you think? But there's so much to be learned from the heavens and the vastness of it. Everything's fitly formed from the most minute, infinitely small element, whatever you call it, an atom, a molecule, or whatever, in the universe, to the most vast expanses of the universe. Everything's fitly formed in its place for a purpose, put there by God. I find it interesting that you can tell the time by the Big Dipper, if people were willing to look at the Big Dipper and come to understand
that.
And it's a very interesting, easily calculated phenomenon. I taught my kids when they were young how to tell time by the Big Dipper, so they could never say, "Oh, Dad, my watch stopped. I missed my curfew," because no. You can do it by the moon, too, by the way. It's a much more complex
thing. And believe it or not, now the government, Joe Biden and crew, asked the standards for time and all this garbage. You know, you got government agencies everywhere to create what's called lunar time. Now they're working on that, Doctor. Did you see that?
Well, yeah, I've heard about that. And I guess that their idea is that Star Trek's going to happen and they'll do the star date of this or that or the other, whatever.
It's bogus.
But the fact of the matter is, God set everything in its
place. Because at what point do you have Mars time and lunar time and, you know, American time? They can't even get the time zones right on the Earth, moving back and forth, you know, daylight savings and standard time and all these four different plus time zones. And, I mean, they made a mess of it on Earth. What makes you think they'll do better on the moon?
By the way, you talk about the goofy things we do. It's kind of like one guy says, you can't cut a foot off of a blanket at the bottom and sew it on the top and make the blanket longer. What's happening, though, in my mind is, though, I look and I mentioned telling time using the Big Dipper. And what's interesting to me is that if you're on daylight savings time, you have to do one slight more calculation. You have to add an hour to the time you came up with off the Big Dipper, because the celestial time, it would seem to me, the time found on the Big Dipper is tied to standard time. And so it's interesting to me that we
so that's why we just need to go back to standard time. We need to get rid of daylight savings time altogether, and then we need to reduce the time zones.
Yeah, leave it. I mean, yeah, what's this? We spend so much time dinking around with stuff that really isn't our, it's not our purview. Anyway.
Getting government out of it, isn't it about time? All right, I do want to go back before we get to the next topic here really quick, and I want to read the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints statements on abortion. Because I believe they really are doing their best to stand for what's right as a church on this. Now, I wish they'd bring it up more and focus on it more. But how do you, you know, create your standards and stay out of politics and all that? It's a tough battle. But I do think they've got this right. It says this: abortion. Human life is a sacred gift from God. Amen to that. Elective abortion, for personal or social convenience, is contrary to the will and commandments of God. Amen again. Church members who submit to, perform, encourage, pay for, or arrange for such abortions may lose their membership in the church. In today's society, abortion has become a, quote, common practice, defended by deceptive arguments. Latter-day prophets have denounced abortion, referring to the Lord's declaration, "Thou shalt not kill or do anything like unto it." Their counsel on the matter is clear. Members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints must not submit to, perform, encourage, pay for, or arrange for an abortion. Church members who encourage abortion in any way may be subject to church discipline. Church leaders have said that some exceptions may justify an abortion, such as when pregnancy is the result of incest or rape, when the life or health of the mother is judged by a competent medical authority to be in serious jeopardy, or when the fetus is known by competent medical authorities to have serious defects that will not allow the baby to, you know, continue on after birth. But even these circumstances do not automatically justify an abortion. Those who face such circumstances should consider abortion only after receiving confirmation via earnest prayer. When a child is conceived out of wedlock, the best option is for the mother and the father to get married and raise their child and take responsibility. If a successful marriage is unlikely, then adoption should be the idea. The position on the church on this matter remains unchanged. Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit cspoa.org today. The time to act is now. cspoa.org.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
All right, we're talking about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints' statement on abortion. They finished by saying this: as states work to enact laws related to abortion, church members may appropriately choose to participate in efforts to protect life and to preserve religious liberty. Anyway, I think it's a pretty good statement on the topic. Like I say, I wish people would focus on this more to make sure everybody's clear on what it really is. I think a lot of members of the church and outsiders don't really realize what strong statements have been made. Nevertheless, I agree with those statements pretty well, Doctor. What do you say?
Well, they do have a definitive statement on that, and that statement came out decades and decades ago in the General Handbook of Instruction. It has not been modified since then, and I think that that is a definitive stake in the ground kind of thing. I mean, I just wonder sometimes if there's not, it's not appropriate to come out with a definitive statement about marriage and one man and one woman. I know the Proclamation on the Family talks about that, but a definitive statement about genital mutilation and this transgender transitioning kind of thing where people are amputating body parts and everything, that instead of saying, well, in fact, there have been instances lately in the church where people, a guy has decided he wants to be a girl, he joins the church, and he's listed on the church's records as a girl. That's confusion. And that's what, you know, I mentioned earlier about this hot and cold and spewing out and all this, you know, that's in the book of Revelation, chapter 3. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So when thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. And so the thing is that there are definitive statements. And this one you just read took a position on abortion. And it says this is,
and I'm glad,
you know,
for
this
it.
Is the word. Yeah. But then,
and I think we need to put that in Donald's hands, and that could be the text Donald should use.
Could be. But let's not be nibbling around the edges because we're trying to be accepting of everybody's confused and
that's right.
Maybe even destructive things that someday, somehow, people are going to say, now, wait a minute, God made you a man. How come you went and had this surgery that falsely created a woman? You still got the same chromosome makeup you had.
You're still
How
a man.
How can you even say that? That's right. But so this idea of definitive statements about things
is vitally important.
Liberty and everything. It's important. It really is.
Amen.
It really, truly
now,
is.
The only thing I would say, though, is this. When you're a huge church, you know, it's very difficult legally on some of this stuff, too, because you end up getting sued and battled. And You know, and so I'm not saying we should run around being afraid of being sued necessarily. But I am saying, you know, some of this gets complicated, right?
You know, we're in a litigious society. They're doing lawfare against conservative Amen. Talk show hosts and former presidents and everything else like that. The fact of the matter is that we have fallen far, and we're going to fall a lot more farther. I mean, you know, there will come a time, you know, we talk about the heavens being darkened with this eclipse. Well, we're darkening the heavens based upon our attitude toward God. We're
creating a permanent eclipse if we're not careful.
Yeah. You know, and darkness will cover the earth if we allow it to continue to go along this way. You know, if you remember from A Man from All Seasons about cutting down all the laws to get to the devil, suddenly, you know, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? We are trying to become so accepting of every single perverse view of everything. Those who believe the most give way to those that believe the least, who give way to those that believe nothing at all. And pretty soon, you've got no standard anymore in society. And people need to start recognizing standards.
And that gives way to those who believe a lie.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of lies out there, my friend. Plenty of lies out there.
You got that right. Anyway, I just thought it would be important to kind of read that statement. And I agree that I'd like people to be more bold and stand on things. And there's a lot that I wish, you know, people would do. But again, that, you know, that's my view to which I'm entitled. And but I will say this, that statement on abortion should be, you know, I mean, could really literally be the text that all Republicans and all pro-life folks should gravitate towards. The problem is some of the pro-life folks don't believe in any exception. Abortion should never be performed, period, end of paragraph. And if you give even an inch and an iota on it, you've caved to the dark side is what they kind of teach. And I think that extreme view to some degree is a lie too, Dr. Bradley.
Well, and I have been in those debates, and I've heard people say it's not the child's fault that a rapist impregnated a 14-year-old girl or whatever. And the problem is those hard cases make bad law, ultimately.
That's right. They're the exception and should be treated as such. And I think that's why the church, and that's why many are saying, hey, let's have some exceptions here. Let's make it a very prayerful thing. Let's encourage against it all the time, but let's not force a hard, extreme line. Take this IVF discussion a little bit further, too. What does that mean? What is IVF for people to understand? It means we take a sperm and we basically fertilize an egg manually, right?
And then implant it.
And then implant it into the mother.
Somebody gets a baby.
Okay, so the question is, hey, do you support that, doctor?
I do.
And so do I.
Just by the way, here's the situation, though. Bringing God's spirit children to this earth, I think, is a magnificent gift that some people, for whatever reason, are denied. Now, again, we've talked about this Shanahan gal that Bobby Kennedy picked as his vice president.
Yeah, by the way, Bobby Kennedy's turning out to be a disgrace, but anyway.
Well, I'm not so sure in some ways. Another way, I mean, he tells truth in so many ways, but
you're right.
This thing That's with right. Shanahan, I think she's trying to help people be able to, you know, bring babies to this world. I mean, I think that part of her research, now my initial thought process was she's trying to maybe expand abortion rights because they talked about, you know, reproductive conditions that she's working on. I thought, well, maybe that's pro-abortion. The more research I've done, I think she's trying to extend the ability of children to become to
this. Well, I hope that's true, and if so, good on
her. I hope it is, too. I hope it is, too. But I don't know yet because it's such kind of a nibble around the edges statements are made about it. I'd like to know more about what it's really about. I truly would.
It's tough, right? I mean, it's tough to know the best to do. But the reason I say that RFK is turning out to be kind of a disgrace is he literally is focusing on now. He made some statements about January the 6th, and he might have made some statements that he should have backed away from. In other words, it might not have been super smart to make the statement that he made. The problem is now he's backing away from all of it, and the result of his ignorance and statements he's made and then the backing away from it literally ends up promoting the government narrative on J6th and doesn't do any good to stand up for the people who are political prisoners over this. And so he made some statements that were extreme. Hey, nobody went to the Capitol armed. Well, that's not true. Some people did. But then you say, oh, I'm backing away from that statement. Oh, my gosh, how dare I have said that? I was wrong. And Well, now you've made it sound like the whole thing's an armed insurrection, which isn't true at all. So the problem is he makes too many bold statements that he's had to back away from those statements multiple times. And then he basically said, well, hey, somebody in my campaign said this stuff. It's not really what I believe. And it's just an internal disaster. He's getting hit by traffic going both directions because of his indecision and because of his lack of knowledge on the topic. Don't speak out if you don't know. Okay, there were people there that were armed. There were people there that did wrong. But the fact is, the government's the only one that killed anybody. And the fact is, it was not an insurrection by we the people. It was an insurrection by government insiders. And it's very difficult for us to, you know, deliver the facts on it because the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department buries information, lies, withholds exculpatory evidence, and so on and so on. But he's really stepped in it on this one is the problem, Doctor.
Well, you know, Sam, I have to look at this with a little bit of experience. And I know you will, too, as I make this statement. There's plenty of times that your statements are cleverly edited and truncated. Mine could be any time. I mean, you could take almost any sentence I say and
That's
cleverly
right.
edit it and truncate it to the point that it sounds like, holy cow, he said God is no longer God. Well, I might have said something about in this nation we're seeking to make that case, but to take it a little truncated, cleverly edited statement like that and make it sound like that's my belief system is wrong. And I've seen
cases 100%.
On all
and I'm sure that's being
spectrum.
Done to Kennedy too. My only
Absolutely.
Point to Kennedy is I've reached out to him a gazillion times and said, hey, come on the radio. Let's talk about it. Let's, you know, and he could take to the new media, whether it be me or somebody else, center stage and clarify all that if he wants to. The door is open at my expense, Doctor.
And I take my hat off to that offer, and I think he ought to take advantage of it. I also think, though, that he has given some long-form interviews, like with Tucker Carlson.
And they're very
that
good.
That I thought brought great clarity to a lot of things. It was like the Tucker Carlson long-form interview with Putin. And without the clever editing that CNN does all the time. And so I think that you're right. I would love to hear a long-form answer. In fact, that's the only kind of, that's why I think I normally despise debates because everything is so connived and contrived, but I'll tell you,
and manipulated. Sure.
It is. But if you look at a Lincoln Douglas debate or a Kennedy Nixon debate, they were given the time to expound and to clarify and to take a position. And this nonsense that we call debates now is, they're simply manipulated, shall we say, well, they're trying to build a scenario that ultimately everybody's caught in a trap. And I just despise those kind of things. I also despise the fact that Trump never debated any of his opponents, probably because of the formats. But it doesn't look like Biden's ever going to be either. I think there's two debates scheduled between the Republican-Democrat candidates in September and two in October. But I'm pretty confident they won't happen because Biden can't be that medicated and make that much sense. I mean, so I don't think the American people are getting the long-form answers that we need.
I agree 100%.
To make decisions.
Now, the New York Times is the one claiming that RFK Jr. backtracks again on his claims about January the 6th.
Okay. New York Times.
And my response is I doubt
the
NYT is right. However, we don't know what RFK is saying at all, and that's the problem. So here's my point. I don't know that I believe the NYT, but at least they're reporting their side of the story. We can't even report our side because we don't have any ability to find out what it even is. And that's the point that I'm bringing up. RFK, you need to get out and tell your side of the story to the media that will be fair to you and honorable to you so the real story can be released. That's what you've got to do, buddy. And if you don't, you're going to get slaughtered by these clowns that manipulate the media. I don't know what his side is, Doctor, and I can't tell you. All I can know is what I see in the news or what I get from him. And since I get nothing from him, I'm left to the whirlwinds of the news. Hang tight.
His
Liberty Roundtable
media.
Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Excitement is building ahead of Monday's solar eclipse. It's the first total eclipse here since 2017 and will be the last until 2044. The path of totality where the sun is completely covered by the moon will occur in over a dozen states. Administrators in one Pennsylvania school district say they'll dismiss classes early Monday, thanks to the eclipse. John Schaefer has more.
They say it's being done out of an abundance of caution as the eclipse is happening around the time schools normally would dismiss. Officials say many students won't have the special eyewear needed to watch the eclipse safely. Allentown Middle and High Schools will dismiss at 11:30 a.m. and elementary students will get out at 12:30 p.m.
Over the weekend, millions in the Northeast were still feeling aftershocks from Friday's 4.8 magnitude earthquake. Since then, there have been several minor aftershocks, including some early Saturday morning, those all registered as being below 2.0 on the scale. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says there are no other reports of damage beyond what happened on Friday. The governor of Maryland says that he'll push to have the Port of Baltimore back open and operating by next month.
It is an aggressive timeline, but we are going to work around the clock to make sure that we hit this timeline.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Governor Wes Moore said he's not quite sure how much it will cost. The governor plans to visit with lawmakers in Congress this week to consider more federal funding for reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It collapsed 2 weeks ago after a massive cargo ship hit it, killing six bridge construction workers. The UN's nuclear watchdog agency is warning of the risk of a major nuclear accident after a drone attack on Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia power plant. A team from the International Atomic Energy Agency was able to visit the Russian-controlled site after the attack, which involved explosions and gunfire. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman, Dr. Scott Bradley with him at FreedomsRisingSun.com. Yeah, so I don't really know about this RFK Jr. thing. The problem is, again, what we lack in America is truth tellers. What we lack in America is the money to make the truth tellers who do exist have enough mojo to spread the word. So right now, if I type in that headline, I told you RFK literally backtracks. I don't even know how to respond to it. They say in a formal written statement on Friday, RFK Jr. Repeated the wildly inaccurate claim that the participants in the riot were unarmed. Well, then he clarifies his thoughts. He says he wants to hear every side on January the 6th. Well, then all you got to do is come on Liberty Roundtable Live, buddy, and we'll give you the side that matters. We'll tell it to you like it really is, okay? All you got to do is read the Epoch Times. All you got to do is read Revolver Magazine. All you got to do is read The Blaze. Many of those people are telling the truth on this. All you got to do is sit down with, what was that guy's name? He's the guy that just got arrested, the journalist. Shoot, I don't have his name right in front of me. Anyway, he seemingly downplays January 6th while clarifying his stance, says Forbes. Okay, so all I can tell you is it's hard to get the truth. And that's what we need to really try to change in America. I've been in the media for almost 30 years, and we've really got to get to where if RFK makes a misstatement, fine. He thought people were not armed. He realized now they are. That's fine. That doesn't change the fact that we still believe that the January 6th event was an intentional inside job to trap supporters of Donald Trump. And how do we help RFK Jr. see the truth? And then how do we get out his real message on the topic? It's a critical point, Dr. Bradley.
Well, you're correct about that, but if you see, I use many different sources when I seek out information, and I look at Yahoo, I look at Forbes, I look at New York Times, I look at the World Net Daily, and all these other places you're talking about too, and I only throw them out there to say, unequivocally, in every instance, I can have a predictable spin on these things. I know the Wall Street, World Net Daily, unequivocally, is going to take a pro-Israel stance. Unequivocally, they're never going to vary from that.
And my response is shame on them for it. But they're true and good in most other instances.
In a lot of other instances, but I totally discount everything they say in some subjects because I shouldn't say totally. What I do is I'll review theirs and I'll go to other sources and I'll temper what's happening. But if you look at the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the LA Times, the Washington Post, the Deseret News, the Tribune, they are all an echo chamber of the same message. And if all you're reading is those five or six newspapers and you think, let's throw in the USA Today, all those are establishment rags that are going to unequivocally state a biased position. And like I say, if I go to Yahoo, I know I'm in Yahoo, and I read something about Trump, unequivocally, it's going to be Trump bashing. It'll be undermining little words, little nuanced.
That's right, 100%. And when you see the NYT, you know they're going to be unfair to Bobby Kennedy for sure right now, or RFK.
Yeah.
You know that's the case. My only point about this isn't their agenda. They're going to push that. They're going to try to make him look like a buffoon, as you say. I agree. However, what is Bobby's real stance? What is RFK's real stance on this issue? And I don't know that we know.
Well, I think that you're making a wonderful point, and I would love to. I'll tell you what, Sam, if you get him on your show and you don't invite me to be part of it, I'm going to be really offended.
I mean, I understand. I will try to get him on my show, and I will make you part of it for sure. The problem is I've reached out multiple times, and they're just like, oh, he's busy. He can't do this now. The list of interviews he needs to do is long as your arm. I agree and disagree. What I mean by that is maybe that's true. He can pick and choose, you know. He'll talk to the New York Times in a heartbeat, I'll bet, but he won't talk to me. Well, see, that's where we need this disparity in the media to change. And the way it's going to change is by Donald Trump coming to me, coming to other people like us, RFK Jr. coming to me, coming to people like us to tell the other side of the story and to defame, so to speak, the New York Times. To say, look, you're not as important as you think you are. We're not doing an interview with you. We don't have time. We're too busy over here with Liberty Roundtable Live. And again, you can replace Liberty Roundtable with many, many other great people. I don't need to be the center of attention. I'm just saying That's the disparity. When Ron Paul got $100 million, he didn't fund all the new media taking center stage people like he should have. He went and spent the money with the mainstream press, only so they could then destroy and attack and abuse him further. I mean, so to me, we've got to avoid these mistakes. And I'm not bringing this up to attack RFK Jr. I'm telling you that I don't know where he stands on January the 6th. If he's in learning mode, I accept that. You can't know everything. Just because you're president or running to be president doesn't mean you can know everything. People need to be fair about that. At the same time, where are you seeking for information, RFK? And if you don't know, then come out and say you're not sure, you don't know. Don't let the New York Times have the last word. And right now, that's what I see is happening. The New York Times has the last word. RFK backed off twice, looks like a fool. Betrayed the January 6th people. Now, I don't believe that's factual at all, doctor. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It's just that nationwide, they've got the last word. Them and Forbes and everybody else that's an enemy of RFK Jr. and an enemy of the truth, right?
What I find is interesting is that, I mean, I have great respect for Kennedy in that at times he says, I don't know. I have heard him say, it was a dogpile on, the Fox News, supposedly, the ones that's going to be fair and balanced, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he did an interview the other day that it was a 4-on-1 interviewing him. And I heard him say a number of times, I really don't know the heart of this or the heart of that. And I took, that's great respect for me. Another source that you can go to, which I've, because of the very things you're talking about, I've had to go to. I'm not normally a social media guy, Instagram and Facebook and all those kind of wastes of time. But I have gone to see if he had a longer answer than some of the things. And I found that it's far different than what's being reported in the lame brain news. That mainstream news, lame brain news.
I agree 100%. But I don't have time to go down and hunt RFK Jr.'s news feeds to see what he might have said or an interview he might have granted or whatever else. He's got to find a way to get the truth out to the masses. Look, I'm a news hound. I do news literally 24/6. I even end up not intentionally, but getting news on Sunday even. I try to make it a holy day, but okay. And so I'm the guy that scours the news all day long. And I'm telling you right now, I don't have any really counter statement to the one the New York Times has made at this point.
Well, I admit, sometimes it's hard to find. I've got some friends, some acquaintances, I guess I'd have to call them, that are rabid Donald Trump fans. I mean, we're talking foaming at the mouth rabid. And they made some statements. The Bobby Kennedys, they had him in quotes when they gave him to me. I said, I don't think he said that. I mean, he said it. I saw it on a report. It took me about 2 days, to your point, Sam, it took me about 2 days to find what he really said. And it wasn't so easily apparent to everybody, but he really said the opposite of what these rabid Trump fans said he said. Now, both Trump and Biden are feeling the pressure with Bobby Kennedy, by the way. I think he'll hurt Trump. I mean, he'll hurt Biden more than he'll hurt Trump. That's my personal perspective because of the base of the Democrats. But they've been eroding their base for so long now, I don't know if they can be hurt any more than they already are. Other than those that are totally mindless, mindlessly following. But really, it took me about 2 days to find that the Trump fans were quoting something that was not a quote. It was an absolute lie. And what Bobby Kennedy said would have, I think, played very well with them. But it took me so much time. And you're right. I mean, sometimes it's hard to find these things. But if you're looking at the lame brain news all the time, you're going to get lame brain answers. And that's what most people do.
I agree 100%. So I don't want you to take this headline that I believe it, because I don't believe it. I'm telling you this headline because it's the only headline, and then backed by a bunch of other parroters. Is that the right word, parroters? If you parrot, anyway, whatever. Okay, people who just parrot I don't know the truth of what RFK stance is. My guess is that he might have backed away from a couple of statements. He's human, and he has the right to do that. Let's be clear. So if he said, hey, nobody was armed on that day, and then he goes, you know what, I misspoke. There were a few people armed on that day. But my point is still that this January 6th thing is a scandal, is a fraud, and we need to get into the weeds and discuss what really happened and create accountability and transparency and put people on the stand. And okay, RFK, I get it. I'm not going to beat you up because you said nobody was armed and now you step back and go, I guess a few people were. I don't have a problem with that nuance. But the problem that I'm having is the mainstream press is taking advantage of you because of that nuance, because of that human misstep. Every one of us that's in the media constantly is going to have missteps. It's impossible not to. They trap you with words. They take your statements out of context. I don't have a problem with any of that. And I don't believe the New York Times headline. But what I will tell you is we've got to get away to find out what is he really saying and put it out there where people can understand it. And I'm offering to help, and seems like he's not listening. Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live.
In the heart of Las Vegas on April 17th, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association invites you to a day of enlightenment and action. Join us at the Ahern Luxury Hotel from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. for a pivotal training and press conference. Together, we can confront America's crisis with peaceful and effective solutions. Featuring key voices like General Flynn, Sheriff Richard Mack, Mike Lindell, and many more respected speakers, this event promises irrefutable evidence that our nation and its foundational principles can be preserved. Whether you're a media candidate, elected official, or a concerned citizen, this gathering offers a catered dinner, specialized training sessions, and a press conference with international and national media presence. Secure your spot by April 12th for just $49. Space is limited. Remember, media, candidates, and elected officials can attend for free. For more information, visit cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org. America is calling for her defenders. Will you answer?
All right, live and on your radio. So I'm just saying, look, I'm not downing Bobby about this. I'm not believing the New York Times statement on this. But I have no way. I have no way to get truth to power on this either. I have no way to get the who, what, when, where, why of the truth on the story. Because Bobby's just too busy. Well, in my opinion, he's so busy courting Nicole Shanahan and spending time with her and getting big money and promoting Super Bowl ads, which in my opinion are a waste of time. On this false notion about his family, and then his family attacks him, and then it just turns into a scandal in the media and everything else. Look, RFK needs to come to the table and talk truth and clarity to people, and he needs to do it via the new media taking center stage, whether that be Liberty Roundtable Live or elsewhere. I just, you know, I don't have time to go dig and find out what he really said. I just know right now the mainstream press says he backed away from J6th and betrayed the J6ers. I don't know. I don't believe that's true. I bet there's a details that we would go, oh, RFK, we get what you're saying now. But that's only if you can get it. And so anyway, I just find it interesting how we let that stand with no challenge. And I'm challenging it the best I can by bringing it up and saying, hey, here's the headline. Here's what they're saying. I don't believe it for a second. I believe the truth lies somewhere else. But I'll be danged if I can get to that truth, Dr. Bradley.
Right? Well, here's the deal. And I'm not trying to fault any research you're doing, but I'm saying that we do have to do deep research. And I'll take my little sister for
I know, but I've only got so much time.
I know you do.
I've only got so much money.
They're important events, and we do what we can, and that's all we can do. But
and that's why we call a halt to the New York Times article and say, let's find out the truth. Bobby, the door's open, sir.
Right.
But I'm challenging the headline, and I'm giving Bobby an opportunity, right?
There's ways sometimes to take other statements made in other settings and kind of help to understand it. My sister told me about Mitt Romney. She voted for him, and she admitted it to me, for crying out loud. And then, I mean, you know, phew, my opinion didn't mean anything to her. But she said later, oh, he deceived me. I said, he didn't deceive you. You refused to do the research. You refused to check out what he stood for. And you voted for a man that has betrayed you now. I mean, that's how I look at this. We have we the people have a responsibility to seek out good and noble and properly charactered.
I agree 100% we do, but when it becomes too hard to discern and those who could help us get it in seconds aren't willing to play ball, at some point it becomes beyond my responsibility.
I sure that's the case, but I'm...
Not because it's not vital, but it's because I've got too many things to focus on. There's too many news headlines, too many stories, too many. I cannot vet and follow all of them, especially when the people that could provide clarity in 2 seconds virtually make it impossible.
Well, you're right.
I mean, I'd love to get to Kennedy's team and just get clarity, but how do you do that? These insiders have gatekeepers all over the place, right?
Oh, I went through that with Ron Paul. Holy cow. I mean, we had, there's no time to discuss it, but we had an incredible thing planned for Ron Paul, an event during his presidency, and his gatekeepers kept it from happening. I know full well. But the other side of the coin, though, too, is your time is limited, so is his. We need to help him understand how valuable.
And so, here's my response to him. Here's my response to him and his. Back in 2016, I interviewed no less than 100 Donald Trump surrogates. I kid you not. That's not an exaggeration.
Really? Really?
Dozens and dozens and dozens of them, to the point where I had Donald Trump Jr. on my program on Super Tuesday. Eric shortly after that. Now, I'm not saying that Bobby Kennedy has to make time for Sam Bushman. He is incredibly busy, but that's fine. You got to get together a statement. You can have your staff draft the statement. You can review it and say it's good. You can send it out and make it available. You don't even have to talk to Sam Bushman. And you can then put surrogates on the trail that will discuss this, but you got to be willing to put a little bit of cash to them so they can, you know, feed their families while they spend the time. But there's ways to get this message out. I don't think Bobby has to do everything. And if I got the message and the clarity from his campaign or from a surrogate on the topic, I'd feel fine. I don't need to be a rock star. He doesn't have to come to Sam Bushman for approval. That isn't the point. The point is, in America, the reason it's so slighted is because even our friends don't seem to be our friends.
Yeah. Well, I wished you'd somehow be able to convey that expression to his campaign. But I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of a neophyte at this thing myself. But the fact of the matter is, they do have other venues that they could convey that information more clearly.
Let me give you an example to prove it. I got the D.C. Daily Journal. They emailed me a subject that says this. Joe Biden receives a startling voicemail from a U.S. Marine hostage held in Russia. Now, do you believe that headline, Doctor?
Probably not.
Okay. I mean, I don't believe the headline.
The Marine's been there for years, literally. I mean, this guy has been abandoned.
But here's my point.
Of a field.
Yeah. Here's my point. Where do you call to leave the president a voicemail that he actually gets?
You don't.
What do you mean you don't? They just said that a Marine did. I want to do the same thing. This is what I'm trying to get at. Is this like these insiders have insulated themselves, Ron Paul included? I don't mean to attack Ron because I love Ron and think he does more good than almost anybody. But I look at this and I go, man, I don't know what to think about this. But Joe Biden did not receive a startling voicemail from a U.S. Marine hostage in Russia. I don't believe the headline. Now, I'm not saying the people that have the headline are lying. They got it from somewhere, but how do I verify that? And if that's the case, how did the Marine get Joe's number? Because I have a lot that I'd like to talk to Joe about, too. Maybe I can leave him a voicemail, but I can't, see? I can't even call Donald.
The FBI would be checking you out so fast if you figured out a way to go in the back door.
and that's my whole point is that, see, and so we've got these people that just, they've turned into elites, and they won't let the good of America interview them, talk to them, spend time with them, but they got plenty of time for the New York Times or plenty of time for the, you know, Foxes of the world or the CNNs of the world or whatever else. If CNN called Bobby, I guarantee it'd be on there. If Fox called Bobby, I guarantee it'd be on there. Why would he go to them? Well, Sam, they've got a big audience, and you don't. Fine, but you're just continuing to feed that reality then, aren't you?
It's a
and at some point
prophecy.
You're responsible for it, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they do make it a self-fulfilling prophecy. There's no question.
And so I'm not here to attack Bobby. I don't know what the truth is where he stands, but I know this. The J6ers need absolute defense. And if there really is a Marine that's held hostage in Russia, I don't know how he got a hold of the president.
No, he didn't. But I think I know the Marine there. He's a former Marine, and he's been arrested for espionage. And they get the basketball player girl out, kind of girl, and they won't get him out. This was all concurrent stuff.
I agree, 100%, and that's my point. So this idea that he just sent this voicemail to Donald, to Joe, and I'm not buying the story. right? And I'll tell you this, I find that, you know what, I get that if you're busy and you get a lot of phone calls and a lot of email, and believe it or not, I'm busy and I get plenty of it. But if you insulate yourself so much from the public to where nobody can get to you, especially on topics that you blatantly admit you don't know enough about and that you're learning about, and you can't let the right people get to you to help educate you, and something's wrong, doctor.
There is. And this is a fault found all across the elite mentality. There were tons of church leadership people that took the wrong position on the COVID con, that deceived thousands, millions of people, and they wouldn't listen to reason in spite of many of us trying to get a message to them. So you're right. People can get so insulated that they've really closed the door. They're reading only the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and the L.A. Times. And they have got an echo chamber going that reinforces their position. So, yeah, there's a lot of people could take a lesson on that. And I'm certainly not high and mighty enough to think I'm insulating myself from everybody, but maybe I'm possibly guilty of it too.
Well, and I get it. I can't answer every phone call and talk to everybody either. And there's a lot of people that want to contact me on, you know, topics that, you know, I just don't have time to hear, or that, you know, I don't believe or support their viewpoint on things. I understand all that. But, man, when you insulate yourself too much from the public, but you'll spend time with the elites of the world. So I bet you Donald can get a hold of RFK in about 2 seconds, right?
Absolutely. Or Fox.
How?
Or Sean Hannity can get in touch with, let's take Tucker Carlson. He got him on a long-form interview. He got Putin on, for crying out loud.
You know? How do they do that? Where do they get this contact info?
Well, I believe me, I've been stiff-armed by Ron Paul's people. When we, man alive, you couldn't have paid for what we were going to give him. You couldn't have paid for it for millions of dollars of campaign stuff. And his gatekeepers deflected us, absolutely deflected us. It was, in my opinion, a tragedy. So I don't know. It's a big problem, and people could open more doors probably if they took some time to noodle through it and find the answer.
How do we get to the truth is the real question for this segment. And I'm just saying to you, look, I'm not here to attack these people. I'm not attacking RFK or Donald or anybody else. What I'm saying to you, though, is, and you could say, well, Sam, you're just not important enough. Fine. Even if I had one out of another 100 conservative talk show hosts that would tell the truth, Tucker included, how come I don't easily find their interview with RFK to clarify this? Okay, my point isn't that Sam Bushman's a rock star. Forget Sam. Forget Liberty Roundtable Live. How come I can't find the answer as easily as I am fed, pushed the New York Times piece downing what RFK's stance is and where he backtracked and he's melting down and he doesn't know and I don't believe that. But again, where can we get the kind of, you could talk to Tucker, you can talk to any big talk show host you want, Steve Bannon, anybody else, maybe they've covered it. But man, I got a whole list of conservative news sources and I can't find it. I don't know what the truth is. I don't know what the other side of the story is. I don't have the ability to gain the who, what, when, where, why on it. And I don't have the ability and the time to track it down. I mean, how many more times should I get a hold of the RFJR campaign or whatever? I've tried to get a hold of them like 10 times to do an interview, to clarify things, to help support. I even told him I was in the room with RFK Jr. at the last Freedom Fest, that his speech was incredible. And I'm a talk show host that wants to help carry the ball to promote the things that he's saying. Silence. Don't have time. Too busy. Fine. Where's your surrogates? No response. And that's what I'm talking about. This is better change, or you're just going to get the dribble that you're going to get, and we can fight against it all day long, but there's not enough mojo, doctor.
The news media is basically controlled by two handful of elites, and that's got to change, or we're going to continue to get the same stuff we're getting.
And RFK Jr. could get him and his surrogates to go to the 1,000 talk shows like mine that tell the truth and skip the mainstream press and send a clear message. Donald could have done that. Ron Paul could have done that. Ben Carson couldn't do that. All it would take is a few and a little bit of money, and boy, we could change the game, huh? But of course, no one listens to me. I'm just a derelict in the, I don't know. Anyway, all right, there you have it. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. FreedomsRisingSun.com for Dr. Scott Bradley and LibertyRoundtable.com and LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic.